Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 7 of True Healing with Robert Morse, ND. Sit back, relax, as Dr. Morse explains detoxification for true and natural healing. On today's episode, Dr. Morse discusses spirituality and sexuality and simplicity of healing. Remember, this is your journey to Wellville, so get ready. It all starts right now.
Good day, my friends. I'm wanting to do a couple of videos for you this morning. One is spirituality and sexuality. And I received this letter from this individual, and you know, I kind of wanted to talk about that because that's important. And then I wanted to do a video on the simplicity of healing because some people make it complicated, and we need to talk about that a little bit. But I want to talk about spirituality and sexuality because some of these are sensitive subjects and shouldn't be. Because remember, in understanding more of who you are looking into these lower worlds through bodies. And the first body up is the ego. That isolates consciousness, which is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient, meaning all places and all times and all powerful. It's, you cannot define consciousness. And let's define consciousness, if we had to, as intelligence. That is what gives you your awareness of all things. The mind, however, is the first body up. The higher part of that is the individuality of this consciousness, of this awareness. It takes you from a point of omnipresence to a point of definition. And it's called the id. Carl Jung's wife called it the id, I think, the ego. And then you have the mind, the pure mind. In your out-of-body experiences and your experiences of that level, it is the cosmic consciousness level. It is a level where you see yourself as one with all of life. It is right there as a razor's edge to the all of consciousness. The lower part of the mind is where you really feel creation. That is called the causal worlds. And these worlds is where you have the past and the future. All things are all present. Hard to understand that when we are actively engaged in these bodies. This causal body or mind is how you create everything in your experience. And you're the only one experiencing everything. You can't experience someone else's journey. You can have one similar say, aha, I've walked in those shoes before. I know what you're going through. But only you are experiencing all things that you experience. All your feelings and emotions, your opinions, your ideas about things, all come from you and you only. With that said, however, there is others that can influence these bodies of yours. In particular, the mind and the emotions, of course. We know others that, for example, our educational systems, they're designed to brainwash you, basically, to set the mind in certain patterns, our religious belief systems the same way, to set you in certain patterns of thought and also of emotions. This is called the conditioning or the conditioned mind. The mind is totally a conditioned instrument. The mind does not have awareness as consciousness. That is the awareness behind all your bodies. But your body isn't awake or aware. This body is designed to categorize and to compare and to analyze so you can have a journey in creation in duality, because duality is two forces opposite each other. We know it as the yin and the yang. We know it as the positive and negative. We know it as the male and the female. We know it as acid and base. We know it in every walks of life that we see, electrons, protons. So we see this in every science out there, and it's essential because that creates movement and form. Chemistry is just adding and creating form here in the physical world. However, form is also created by thought. That's initially. For an example, you cannot have anything here in this physical world without first thinking about it, creating it in the mind. Your emotional body is the driver. How bad do you want it? You can't have a new car, a new house, or a new bicycle, or a new bike, or whatever you're after, a maid, or whatever, without first thinking about it, conceiving it in thought first. And then putting it, depending on what level you have a body on, if you have one all the way down here in this physical universe, then you have the emotional body that is first before you get here. And that is, your emotions are the driving force. Emotions can also be positive and negative. All things in these worlds can be positive or negative. So, and the same thing in with form, or the physical world, where you have chemistry and how it compounds itself. So it's easy to understand, and this is why I talk about intellectualism and things like that. And in the art of simplicity, the simplicity of healing, I want to touch on that. So this video is going to have two aspects to it. And this is the precursor of understanding both sides of this, sexuality and the simplicity of healing. In sexuality, we have a lot of aberrations in both the mind and in the emotional body due to these conditioned thinkings. We have, depends on what religion, some religions are very suppressive to your emotions and your sexuality. And I always tell people, enjoy your sexuality. It is a part of life and a part of enjoyment. No matter which side you're on, no matter what it is. We, as a society, sometimes put conditions and negative thoughts on different aspects of sexuality. Nature does not do that. Whether it's gay or whether it doesn't matter. Nature doesn't care. It's not, in lower forms, that part of the mind isn't developed as much as the Homo sapien. And the Homo sapien mind is just new. It's not well developed, so it's undisciplined. And so it can run in all kinds of ways, opinions and slamming others and things like this. You know, when I went to France one time, I spent a few weeks with Shania Twain. It's a good friend, along with Mutt. And we were going from their place in south of France at the time to their place in Switzerland. And we stopped at a rest stop there. And here I'm following Shania Twain, and we all went into the same bathroom. Not a thought. One, well, I'm conditioned. And I'm going, what? You know, everybody's going to the same bathrooms. And so Shania went into a stall just like I would. There's a male beside her and whatever. Nobody thought anything about it. I have to pee, so I'm up at a urinal, and in comes this young girl standing there waiting to get into a stall, and I'm sitting there peeing. And my conditioned self is like, whoa, this. And I started to realize that in those states, they don't have those conditioned thoughts. So there is no aberration with that. And I realized how conditioned Americans were in sexuality and that sort of thing, you know. And so I had this one comment from this lady that talked about, she was disappointed that with Hildy, Hildy and I are good friends. And you see that center picture with me and her on the couch. You know, as a healer, when you help someone overcome something that was made them bedridden or inability to move well or walk or anything, a lifetime of pain, it's a joyous occasion. on both sides. So a lot of people can misconstrue those things. And that misconstruing comes out of the individual themselves, their conditioned states. You know, way back, I'm an old farm boy, and when I got into raw, another friend of mine was into raw, and he came up one day and gave me a big hug. And I'm going, what? And he said, I'm into hugging now. And I said, you know what? I'm going to be into hugging. So I'm a hugger. I'm a lover. I love everything and everyone. When you start developing your awareness more and taking your attention off of your bodies, you must understand that you lose your gender. Gender is really only determined from the causal world down. So you lose that concept of being male or female. I don't have a concept of being male or female. I can wear pink. I don't really care. So it changes the way you see and even deal with sexuality. Sometimes it makes it somewhat difficult because your lower chakras in your gonadal areas are not turned on. Your crown chakra is turned on. And so it makes a big difference in your interaction with others, be it male or female. I'll hug a male as I'll hug a female. Doesn't matter to me. I love each and all the same equally. It's divine love. And I suggest that we as a group develop that, because this world needs a lot of it. There's so much going on about sexuality. You know, the male principle, testosterone, is a very aggressive steroid. It'll make a woman aggressive as it will a male. And we come out of these things in America, you know, where men look at the women and that sort of thing. If you didn't have that, there probably wouldn't be that many babies. If everyone was walking around in their consciousness, it would change the population extremely. So there's a reason that everything exists at all these levels. It is true that man needs to get his act together when it comes to that sort of thing. There's no question about it. You know, one day I spent several years in cardiopulmonary in about three different hospitals, and I'm the cardiac guy. I work in nuclear medicine and stress tests and EEGs and EKGs and things like that. So I've seen a lot of women's breasts because I have to do EKGs. And so I remember this one night, there was a stat EKG, this young, beautiful woman had a chest pain. So I come and I have to open her up and do an EKG on her, you know, and I got done and I brought it into the booth where the ER docs are, and there was two young medical doctors there flipping a coin who was going to give her a breast exam, because she was going to get one. And the sanctity of what you might think doesn't always exist at any level. And it's up to each and every one of us to protect ourselves from that sort of thing. And I could go on and on and on the comments that I've heard medically about females from males and also males from female doctors. And one has to overcome that. In nursing, you overcome that pretty much because you have to clean and work with people's body parts all the time. So you kind of get over those sort of things at a certain level, you know. In my field, currently, it's sad to see what can happen to tissue, and it changes also the way you see things as well. You know, when you see breasts that are chewed up like hamburgers, not good. Not good at all. There was a young guru back in the 70s. He was 17-year-old. The claim was he could give you a little bit of the light, turn on the tishratil, more like a darshan. A darshan is when a master or a holy person can open this third eye of yours so you can see more. You can become more conscious. But he got over to America, and I guess the Mercedes-Benz and the women were more than that little fella could handle, and here he lost his following, and you know, who knows what happened to him. And that's what I was saying the other day on a video. It's easy to contemplate your navel in a cave for you spiritual people. But the goal is to be conscious at all times, as much as you can, and not follow thought. Work with developing your awareness and allowing thought to be outside of you instead of you following it with your attention. You can still follow it, but not with your whole attention. But if you're awake, your mind will give you the answer right back. It'll find it and give it to you. And if you're listening, you know, you get it right that way. So it's an interesting thing. You know, I think it's important for those of every species to get in touch with their sexuality. It's a big part of creation. But take it to a higher level of enjoyment. And don't judge others, because these thoughts and things are coming out of you. And sometimes you lay your opinions and ideas on others and without any responsibility or any due truth to it. And that's what's going on in the media as well. So many opinions and negativities, that, and none of them are true. Or at least half of them are not true. And so you see this going on. So enjoy each other. And what was that? Crosby? Oh, no, that was Young. You know, Young, love the one you're with. Love everything. Develop divine love. You can have your personal loves. Personal love breeds fear and separation and jealousy and things like this. Divine love doesn't have conditions or limitations on it. I love each and every one of you divinely. I have no agenda here but to bring you truth. My love goes to God. It always has. So it's fun to enjoy others of the opposite sex as well. And one should do that and enjoy that. But I don't play around with that at all. And haven't in all my years. I've been a God man since, aware of it since in my early 20s. And I've tried never to ever take advantage of that. I've had to deal with this in Ekankar even. As a priest, I had to deal with others that got caught up in that or were using that to get in bed with others. Massage therapists would play around, and that I find so unethical, you know. If everyone is attracted to different people for different reasons, follow that attraction if you will, you know. I look at that in some religions. A good example is, you know, you have some religions teaching and suppressing spirit sexuality, and at the same time, if you look at Catholicism, in this country over 313 priests were charged with pedophilia and other sexual crimes. What's that? There's still masturbation in monasteries. There's all kinds of things out there because it's a vital part of life. And when you try to suppress it, it'll raise its ugly little head somewhere or another. So you don't suppress anything. It's like detoxification. And it's like the medical profession. You don't suppress symptoms. It'll only come back and bite your butt big time. So I wanted to address that a little bit because I love all of you, and when you overcome something that is so dreaded, the connection is incredible, and I'm humbled big time. So. I wanted to, since I've kind of laid this out, I think I'm going to add the simplicity of healing to this as well. Because we got another letter from a lady, and it really exemplifies what I've been saying for a lot of years about academics. You know, again, understanding the mind as an instrument of conditioned thinking. And at one time, I thought, you know, if I get a lot of degrees, mostly from distance learning schools, of course, which is about what you had to do back then, of course. All the universities didn't have classes like this. You had to get what you could get, you know. But no matter if you go to a university or take distance learning from universities, all universities now offer online classes and stuff like that. So it's, you know, it's now becoming more mainstream because people can't afford to go to school, take off the time from work. And I'm humbled with that because those people that do that are smarter. They take the time to learn because they want to learn. It's one thing to sit and listen to a professor, and a lot of professors teach crap. Don't always teach truth, and their teaching methods aren't always what I consider getting you to understand what you're learning. And it's conditioning your mind. You have to memorize to take tests and things like this. And it's like, you don't want to memorize, you want to know. You want to know your subject. So our educational systems need to develop the ability to do that, but at the same time to keep you free from that. I once gave a commencement speech at a holistic university up here, and it was a little different one because I was saying, now that you've crammed your mind, take a break from thought. Pull back and try to put what you stuck in your mind together as a puzzle so you can see what you learned and how it relates to the subject matter you were learning about, like in health. And this is what I try to teach you on the YouTube, is the whole picture of it. Not the most finite, because at those levels we don't have a clue. And the proof of that is chemistry. There's so many opinions and theories in chemistry, it's mind-boggling. Some of them are just totally ridiculous. When you pull back, you can take the atomic and subatomic particles, and you can put them in proper perspective as they begin to form elements and structure. And you then begin to see how it all fits together between these two sides of chemistry, acid and base, because there's only the two. So I want to talk to you about simplicity of healing, because healing is very, very simple. But you have to understand, again, as we talked about, consciousness or your awareness as opposed to your mind, thoughts, and of course the conditioned mind of the causal world where you store memory patterns. Now you can out-of-body travel to these worlds and you can see the past and you can see the future. Your memory, you can go back and access any of these storage bins. Matter of fact, some of the training you'll get when you start entering expansion of your awareness is that your masters will show you your past lives and all these experiences. And they're like on movie films. Each one, a block, a dead block. The only, you can put your attention back on something and turn it back on for you. Doesn't matter. You can go back and turn on a past life if you want to. If you want to. These are dead images, just like the image you're in. The only reason you're experiencing now and your images feel alive to you is your attention's on them, which is the light switch for that activity, that experience. Turn your attention away from the experience and it'll die on you. Like take your attention out of the physical body, cut that cord, and that body's gone. It doesn't have the electricity anymore that your attention gives it. The prana, the life force that turns things on. So this individual wrote in, and she's got all kinds of credentials she writes up there. And I can tell by looking at this sheet, even though she has all these credentials, or the individual, that they still felt inadequate. And so they're blowing back on us and people that work here because they call us a cookie cutter. They said something about one size fits all. And I thought, now you're getting it, but you don't get it. The simplicity of healing is simple. When you understand how the physical body is put together, the only differences between any of the species is the form that it takes and the level of awareness that it deals with, whether it's animal, plant, Homo sapien, or other. And there's a lot of others. Human form is a very limited form on this planet. And there's lots of planets and lots of forms. So one has to expand themselves a little bit now. This world is getting so claustrophobic in its conditioning. And this is what these academically minded individuals are so lost sometimes, that it builds their narcissism and their separation from the rest of the people. I've always said I'd rather have a nice campfire out in the woods and sit around with those that are what they might call the simple folk, because their awareness is greater. The intellectuals tend to have so much narcissism, it's hard to get in there. Some people think they know everything, and those people are hard to deal with, you know, because the joke is on them. And you don't want to fall into that, because that limits your ability to perceive truth. And this world has to learn the simplicity of healing. You know, the human form is only a bunch of cells and two major fluids. That's all it is. And if you break it all down to the atomic level, you've got atoms that form into elements, that form into compounds, et cetera, complexes, and now you're getting form. Break down the atom, and what do you have? Subatomic particles of electrons, protons, and neutrons. Now you're getting to see the duality of it as you see that form into atoms and then form into elements and form such and such. The amount of protons determines whether the element is going to be an acidic metal, or the amount of, if the electrons dominate, it's going to be more of an electrolyte or an alkaline principle. There's a lot of simplicity of chemistry and simplicity of duality, each carrying its own unique experience. Acids have their own unique experience. They're aggressive, they're corrosive in nature. By far, this world is more base in chemistry, because that is healing, anionic, electrical, and so forth. When the acids dominate, then you see deterioration, pain, and etc., no matter what part of the body it's in. The only differences between the species, and particularly in the Homo sapiens, is the genetic stance of these cells. Different areas of the human body are weaker depending upon the ethnic groups and the diets and etc., etc., etc. Different traumas that happened along the way. So each group has different looks and different sizes and shapes, but they're all made the same. You got the feminine over the male, which has different body parts, okay? But they're still all cells and two fluids. And all your cells in your body, including your dense bone areas, have interstitial spaces, simply spaces around all the cells. How do you get the fluids to the cells? Where's the fluids at in the body? Interstitially. Remember, we joked about the medical doctor's largest organ they just found in the interstitium. Funny. And everyone is built the same way. When those interstitial spaces become blocked, that's when a cell can no longer get rid of its waste. You know, you must understand, a cell has the same issue as your car. You burn fuel, but you also must remove the byproducts from that combustion. And this is true with chemistry on every level. There's residues creating because there is no voids. So when something's burned and broken down, something else is created with it. In the human form, we have an exhaust system that is not understood. And not understood well. I'll have to say that our group understands it the most of anybody on the planet. Sorry. But I brought out the kidney connection and the skin connection to this interstitial spaces years and years and years ago. masters and the divine was working with me to expose that truth. Because the ignorance of this planet is high when it comes to the health and wellness of individuals. I've talked to child services around the country who want to rip kids away from mamas because they don't trust the parents' ability to get their children well. How conditioned thinking that is, and I blame allopathy, who is so academically inclined and so narcissistic that no one could possibly understand the body and how to get it well. I'll put my group up against any medical doctor anywhere, with the exception of a few great medical doctors who work with us. There are some great medical doctors that I really love because they've seen the light. And it's helped them to become great healers and to expand their awareness. So they have the benefit of helping you more in an emergency situation with pharmaceuticals, and also help you with the reality of the causative factors. The simplicity of healing is addressing the cause of problems as opposed to the symptoms. You could have a million different symptoms, and each one of those symptoms can be categorized in the form of diseases, and that's just what the medical doctors have done. The whole concept of disease is fallacy. Life is what it is, and you only have two sides of chemistry to work with. The Homo sapien has both sides it has to work with. Why two floods that reflect two sides of chemistry? The blood is a predominantly alkaline side of chemistry, although it deals with acids. You get too much acids in the blood and you're dead within 3 minutes. So that's a no-brainer. So the body is designed not to dump its metabolitic waste into the blood, into the venous system. That doesn't work. That doesn't work well. And what little is, the spleen then is designed to take that out of there. It is a blood lymphatic organ. Not the kidneys. The kidneys are predominantly lymphatic organs. Their job is elimination metabolites and metabolitic wastes. The skin is the third kidney, the elimination of predominantly gases, but also metabolitic waste. What do you see when you do not eliminate these acids in the body well? You see the word inflammation. Give it any name you want. Generally, it's followed in the medical terminology by an itis. Gastritis, colitis, enteritis. You have inflammation of the bowel. It's inflammation that caused the problem. No, it's not. That's the effect. What cytochemistry caused the problem? So to understand more simplicity, you must understand the nature of foods. People out there call themselves dietitians, and I get a big roar out of that one. Extremely ignorant side of university teaching. The American Dietetics Association is one of the most ignorant groups I've ever heard of. They don't have any facts backing them. You know, you either have acid ash foods or alkaline ash foods. Foods either are broken down and have a predominantly acid ash or a predominantly alkaline ash. And fruits, berries, and melons predominantly have alkaline ashes. You have some acid ash fruits and vegetables, I'm sure. It's always said the nightshade has more of an acidic kick on the body. Your tomatoes and eggplants and pepper sometimes. You notice a lot of you have a hard time dealing with those type of foods. Especially tomatoes. In the raw state, not so much. Cook them. And that's where you bring out that acid principle. Look what happens when you cook tomatoes to your pans. So, you have to understand undisturbed chemistry out of nature, which we call the raw, is vital for man to consume, just like animals. Where man ever came up with cooking your food makes it better, macrobiotics thinks that as well. That's because they're trying to eat vegetables. Vegetables are designed for herbivores with grinders, not frugivores with no grinders. So you have to understand a little more about life before you can call yourself a nutritionist or a medical doctor that understands anything. But you must understand there's no curative value to allopathic thinking, and the word cure doesn't belong to them, it belongs to us. Doesn't mean we cure diseases, we can cure your conditions, your problems. We can cure your symptoms. And the FDA doesn't like us to use the word cure. Well, I don't like you to use it either. I don't like the FDA or medical doctors to use a word that's not theirs. And the medical doctors do not own antispasmodics and spasms and seizures. These are natural phenomena that happen in an acidic medium. This is chemistry and physics and anatomy and physiology. Medical people do not own those. We all own them as the folk, as the people of this world, because it is what it is. To break into that is to violate antitrust laws and everything else, and that's what we're going to have fun with coming down the road here. You know, just as a side note, the FDA, you guys are getting yourselves in deep, deep trouble. Here on Best Pills, Worst Pills, this edition, you know how the opioid crisis is out there, right? So here's the FDA, by against its own medical team, and gets medical advice even, they've just allowed a pharmaceutical on the market that's 10 times more potent than fentanyl, which a little bit will take your life, and a thousand more times potent than morphine sulfate. Morphine will take you out. Now, they approved it. So you talk about corruption, these people need to go to jail. Because they're, and just like this article says, and this is written by a medical doctor, says it's going to be responsible for thousands and thousands of deaths. What the hell is that? See, you don't want to fall into that level of thinking. You want to run from that level of thinking because it's going to implode on itself. You cannot continue to do that and then tout yourself as a consumer protection agency. The folk is going to come get you. That's what you don't understand. You can have your goons with your guns, but it only lasts so long that way, guys. You know, they shut down the guy with the black salve, calling him using corrosive materials. Corrosive materials. Bloodroot. Yeah, it'll open up your skin and take out a tumor. And it is a little corrosive. But you want corrosive. That's medical. That's pharmaceuticals. Listen to the commercials of all the pharmaceuticals that have a large amount of fatal events tied to them, approved by the FDA. You think an herb that has one fatal event behind it, the hell that we would get from that? Yeah. So we got some serious problems here on this planet that have to be rectified. And the only way is to bring about awareness. And awareness is simplicity of healing. I'll put our mothers, our children, our fathers' ability to get themselves well above any medical doctor out there, except those that are using our methods and being highly successful. Because we don't treat diseases. They don't exist. They're a fabrication of the medical mind. Because they don't understand. If you don't understand chemistry, proper chemistry, and physics, and how it all fits together, and the types of foods and the ash that they leave and what the body has to do with that ash and the effect that that ash has on the human body, then you're not going to understand anything. And that's what I love about our teams and all of you beautiful people that are watching our videos for hours. Unbelievable. Beginning to understand the truth of the simplicity of healing, the difficulty of healing comes into what stage are you at? Are you in the chronic levels of acidosis systemically where your lymph system is backed up head to toe and you're in pain everywhere? Your joints are deteriorating, the body's ravishing itself of calcium to try and fight this? Like poor Hildy and others like this who end up like this and bedridden, who took a stand and did something for it? And so many of you have. You know, I was giving a talk over the weekend at Dr. Roseanne Calabrese's place over in Miami. It was amazing. This farmer got up and said, I overcame lymphoma on this. I and three others got up and said, I overcome lymphoma. Now, they were touting disease names because they're conditioned. They don't know anything better than that. Medical doctors have brainwashed humans. And also... the natural health field. So the natural health field tries to treat diseases with supplements. Big mistake. Big mistake. And that's cost people millions of dollars in expenses and valuable time they could have spent learning the proper ways to detoxify, get the kidneys to filter, hydrate the body, get these interstitial spaces more in an anionic move where fluid is starting to move, and curing their problems, getting rid of them by reversing how they created them, and also going into the genetic mind of cells and regenerating it. That's the beauty, is watching the regeneration. Because if you're talking about degeneration, you must also, in the same breath, talk about regeneration. This creation is dualistic. God didn't just create one force. There's two involved. And just because we don't understand the other one, or they don't, now you guys are starting to understand that. The simplicity of healing. And we're showing you like that, the seven-year-old, and the tremendous regeneration that this mother is helping this baby go through. It is not odd to me that it's taking place. I've seen things that just makes your jaw open and drop. The body's ability to pull it, realign itself, is beyond amazing. But we're talking about intelligence. To see something else is to insult the divine. Everything has intelligence, even the minerals. You might not understand that level, but there's nothing dead. Even your nano levels have life to them. Remember, I saw this sub-nano level. I don't know what microscope they got at this one. But there was two structures of light, like Empire State Buildings, you know, huge buildings. And there was like your window's rope going across from one structure to another. And there was this little tootsie roll, just like a stick with a head on it, just light. It was all just light, bright light. Was walking across this rope from one structure to another structure in the sub-nano levels. Can anybody explain that one? So when you see these things, it should bring great love and happiness that everything is intelligent and that the divine is in control of everything. So keep healing simple. The difficulty is getting these tumors out, getting your body in a state of an anionic state and your kidneys to filter in time to save the human form. If your human form can't be saved, enjoy the freedom from it. Because I'm here to tell you, and a lot of you out-of-body travelers can testify that it is much better away from this low level of the Homo sapien. Much, much better. Never have fear. Always know who you are. So spend time by yourself and spend time not thinking. Spend time away from the mind and trying to feed the mind, and that's true spiritually. You can read spiritual book after spiritual book, but there's some time you have to put down that spiritual book. And by the way, this is the book I just received, and I want to thank you so much for this. And this deals with the Essenes. It's the Essene Bible, the Gospel of the Holy Twelve. You know, I read the Essene Gospel of Peace years and years ago, and these were the Essene writings coming out of the Dead Sea Scrolls. And the claim, of course, was Jesus was involved in the Essenes. Of course, as a healer, you can't be a healer on this planet unless you understand raw fruits and berries and melons and vegetables. You can't be a healer unless you understand health and what makes man sick, eating dead tissue and the milks and cooking the foods and things like this. And then the use of foreign chemistry, which a dead animal is foreign chemistry protein-wise to the human being. Milks that have been pasteurized are also foreign protein and causes all kinds of mucus blowback, especially in the babies. And it's just getting savvy on these things and understanding that healing is very, very simple. The process might be a pain in the butt and give you some ripping, you know, because tied, wrapped around your wholeness is your physical body, your emotional body, and your mental bodies, and your ego. All of those you're dealing with as awareness. You have to deal with these bodies simultaneously. You don't have awareness and then have a physical body without a mind. Some people might act like they don't have minds and emotions, but everything does, including the mineral kingdom. You cannot have planets and the physical universe, which is amazing in its own scope, without having the other levels too. And each level is grander than the level below it, if you want to use that terminology. All these levels are simultaneously around you. Your emotional body is around you, your mind, all of this. You're the active electrical light. You're the light bulb. You're the awareness that's learning from these bodies as they're experiencing and categorizing and neurologically transmitting the experiences. So it's a fun thing. So on sexuality, free yourself. Free yourself from that. Enjoy your sexuality. Give others hugs and kisses. You know? I mean, if you're really grunting down in the sexual acts, that's another level of thinking, but that's where your attention is. Mine's on the divine. That's a far better place to be, and I enjoy all forms. You know? I can look at a beautiful man and say, man, he's good looking. And I can look at a beautiful woman and say, she's good looking. And I see everything as good looking. Doesn't matter. So keep yourselves free and enjoy life. Your sexualities, and let go of these preconceived ideas and states of control and states of suppression of natural factors that you carry within yourself. Yeah, sometimes our hormones get out of balance and we become over-sexual or less sexual. Yeah, you can fix all those things. But as you grow spiritually, your sexuality will change greatly, because you stop identifying with your bodies and you become more awake. In your awareness, there is no definition of sexuality, because you're above all that. You're above duality. You're above form. It is truly the formless worlds that you come from. But it is totally awake worlds. So I wanted to put these two videos out for you because, yes, we go after everyone the same way. Now, we should change up the botanicals because different people have more liver problems or skin problems or pituitary problems or things like that, yes. We are so busy that when you initially contact us, before you can see a counselor, well, we're going to put you on a protocol. We're going to get you going. And we're going to give you everyone the same protocol, because we're going to go after the same body parts. We're going to go after everybody's liver and gallbladder. Yeah, that's your chemical factory, and that's your lipids for your lymphatic system. Also, those herbs go touch the spleen, which is your main digestive organ of the blood. Well, of course we're going to go after that on everybody. Why would we not? Would we not want to go after somebody and go after somebody else? We're going to always go after your kidneys and your adrenal glands, because that's the main, and your skin, that's the main organs of elimination of your sewer system, the lymphatic system. So we're going to always go after everybody's lymphatic system. That's where all the symptoms come from. Blood rarely gives you symptoms. A blowback from the lymph on the blood can give you some symptoms, but that's easy to clean up. We're going to always go after your GI tract. That's the hub of the body. That's the embryonic tail. We're going to always go after that. That has an electrical symbiotic relationship with all tissues in the human body. So we are definitely going after that on everybody. I like to go after everybody's nervous systems, because that's the central. That's your communication link to your mind. And we're also going to go after your autonomic. That's the adrenal glands. And that's your stomach. That's the worker bee. That's the dualistic nervous system that runs your breathing, your heart, your bowel. Of course we're going to go after that. And I recommend herbs to go after these things. You know, if you're just using diet to go after things, you might be a while. I love the botanicals. Undue fear about botanicals, but they want that. See, the negative forces do not want you free. That's why we're here, to free you up. Get rid of this karma you've created for yourself and learn how to not create such bad stuff. Some people got some bad karma to go through. Whew-wee. We're here to help you to do that. We're going to go after the endocrine gland system. Always. They're the bosses. The glands control the organs. We're going to always go after your adrenal glands on everybody. We're going to go after your thyroid or parathyroid. It depends if you need it or not. We're not going to go after your thyroid if you don't need it. We're going to go after your parathyroid if you need it. That's your calcium utilization glands. That's your depressions. Of course we're going after that. Tons of people have parathyroid issues. They bruise easy. They have varicose veins and spider veins. They have prolapsing, weaknesses, wrinkles. Of course we're going to go after that. So yes, we're going to go after your circulation too, particularly up in your brain area. So many people are foggy here. They're unawake. They can't think. So of course we're going after that on everybody. The simplicity of healing. And of course those in human bodies are frugivores. Of course we're going to put you all on fruits. We're going to put you on the natural food of man, meaning man and woman. Of course we are. We would do that on everyone. And the animals too, if we can get you there. So the simplicity of healing. The complication comes from the negative forces, which wants to alienate you from true healing, lock you away in the worlds of pain and suffering. We're here to unlock those doors and unlock the negative hold on you. And so, take it as you will, but free yourself. So yes, we treat everybody the same as much as possible. But treat, not in the concept of treating you, but introducing you to the beauty of the natural process of detoxification. It isn't something we do. It is something your body does. We just have health programs. And your body does it on its own. It's a natural rhythm of being taking you from a dehydrated, cationic state of acidosis into a high alkaline state of anionicness, of fluidity, of hydration. When that happens, a natural process takes place where things that are agglomerated from a cationic environment of acidosis becomes broken up and loosened up in an anionic environment, and other electrolytes begin to hydrate by moving their electrons over to the acid proton side. Just science and how it all works. Fun stuff, though. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know all that. There's only two sides to everything. Two sides to the subatomic particles, electrons, protons. One's base, your electrons. One's acid, the protons, with circle around with the nucleus. When something's too acidic, it has a natural. We have a movement, a magnetic movement. So, of course, when something is proton-dominant, acidic, it's going to have an anionic move, a moving of those electrons, but there is a saturation, or you would see something totally different. So there is a saturation to that. Thank God there are laws that create these saturations. So you can only hydrate or move an electron to a certain point into an element or into a substance or whatever. So it's just learning these things. Water is a universal solvent, so the body is going to use water to help in a highly cationic, highly acidic state. You can call these things diseases if you want to live in a fantasy world. Go ahead. But it just confuses you and fills you full of fear and pain, and you'll reach for chemotherapy thinking it's helpful, hoping that there's some survival for you by doing that. Ridiculous. It is the fear that allopathy puts in you. Only the negative forces use fear to control. We use awareness. We build your awareness of things, the truth of things. So now you're packing with awareness, and no one can shake you off of that truth. They might try, but no cigar. Because that's who you are. You're a part of the divine. This is the divine expressing itself as individuals. When something's omnipresent, there's nothing else there but the divine. Divine fills every space, including yours. Cool stuff. So thank you for the book. But the Essenes, a great group. You know, there's been groups throughout. You can probably even go back in the Egyptian days that taught Ra and healing. Absolutely. It's just now becoming prevalent because of the population levels and the extreme need. Because this planet has an extreme level of ignorance involved in the healing. Child services, people, I can't believe the simplicity of healing. And that mothers, yes, mothers and fathers, can heal their own children from genetic weaknesses and tumors. And they can understand that. You don't need to rip the kids away from the parents. That's the narcissism of all apathy and the narcissism set up by states. We can't allow that to continue. So there's a battle going on, a big battle. And I'm proud of many of you for standing strong. A lot of you mothers have stood strong and you've got nice babies because of that. It's a sad thing. Many of them are fighting right now, child services. It's like, what? You like to take a big club and knock someone over the head to make them aware again. But have fun in your sexualities. Don't put limitations on yourself in any way, shape, or form. I mean, if you're down at the grunt levels and, you know, taking advantage of people, well, that's the level you exist on. And for the ladies, protect yourselves. For the guys, become more awake. Do respect of others. You know, we must respect and honor each one as an individual expression of the divine. I see each and every one of you that way. So I just wanted to do a little video on both of those things to bring some light on that. Because our poop are a loving group of people. And I'm going to give you all hugs and kisses all day long because you're such a beautiful group. And when you get your pain and suffering out of you, it's a joyous time and a fun time. So break down these conditioned thoughts and thoughts that have been instilled in you by different religions and things like this, and open your wings. Open your wings and fly and be free. Great love, guys.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy what you're hearing, be sure to visit his website, Dr. Morse's herbalhealthclub.com, for more information. And if you have a question for Dr. Morse to respond on an upcoming Q&A on YouTube, please send email to questions@dmhhc.com. On tomorrow's episode, Dr. Morse will discuss excessive thinness. So until then, stay happy and come back soon.